You. A reading of the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure buried in a field, which a person finds and hides again, and out of joy goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant searching for fine pearls. He finds a pearl of great price. He goes and sells all that he has and buys it. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a net thrown into the sea, which collects fish of every kind. When it is full, they haul it ashore and sit down to put what is good into buckets. What is bad, they throw away. Thus it will be at the end of the age. The angels will go out and separate the wicked from the righteous and throw them into the fiery furnace, where there'll be wailing and grinding of teeth. Do you understand all these things?" They answered, "Yes." And he replied, "Then every scribe who has been instructed in the kingdom of heaven is like the head of a household, who brings from his storeroom both the new and the old." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. One of my favorite things about the summer are the longer days. And one of the things I love about living in Southern California is a lot of our local communities offer like concerts in the park and just opportunities to be outside with people and enjoy the evening. But I have to admit, my absolute favorite thing about the summer is I love going to the Hollywood Bowl. And in the last 3 years, I've saved some money so that I could go, and I always bring my priest friends with me. And every year we go on July 2nd, it doesn't matter who the performer is, as we celebrate the 4th of July early. But this year, I was looking at the calendar and I was really looking forward to going old school, all right? So this past Friday night, I was at the Hollywood Bowl and I saw Smokey Robinson and Gladys Knight, all right? And for those of you who are under 50, Google it, okay? Who they are, all right? And I love that kind of music. I grew up listening to that kind of music, and I went this past Friday and I had a really good time. But I have to tell you, I almost didn't go though, because the person that I invited to go with me, he died this past week. One of my best friends, and I have to be honest, this past week's been tough. It's been hard even to get out of bed, but I kept hearing him tell me, get up, get to work. He was a deacon of the Archdiocese. But I'm glad I went, because for a few hours I was distracted from that death, from his death. And we've all been there when we're grieving, have we not? Our whole world feels upside down and we feel really out of sorts. But that night, last past Friday night, I went to bed smiling, right? And your pastor got up and sung a few times at the Hollywood Bowl, right? He's singing Midnight Train to Georgia and Tears of a Cloud. And I had a really, really good time. But Saturday morning, when I was getting ready to come to go to confession, I grabbed my keys and I was looking for my wallet, and I could not find my wallet. And we've all been there, haven't we? And we're supposed to remain calm when we're trying to find something, but I did the exact opposite of that. Of course, what does every Catholic do instantly when you lose something? Who do you ask for help? St. Anthony. So I was asking St. Anthony to help me, but 30 minutes I was searching, and my bedroom did not look very good. And I didn't find my wallet. So I came, I did confessions, and I had a baptism and a couple of meetings, and I came back to the rectory, and I sat down in the living room, and right in front of me was my wallet. But I was panicked, because that's not a good feeling when you think you've lost something that valuable. And I was thinking of having to call the DMV and the bank, and the joke would have been on the person. You're stealing from a priest. Good luck, right? But you know, it made me smile, because when I was sitting there with the wallet and I found it, I always felt my buddy in heaven tell me, it's going to be okay. Just relax. And this gospel this weekend talks about the beauty of our greatest treasure ever. The greatest treasure that we all have in our life is Jesus Christ. And God loves us so much, he sent Jesus into the world so that we do not have to look and look and look. Our greatest treasure is right in front of us. And that's why we're here today. And every single time we come to Mass, we receive Jesus in the Holy Eucharist, fully present, body, soul, and divinity, that great gift that our Lord gave us. So our blessings are often right in front of us on a daily basis. But our treasure, Jesus Christ, sometimes we need to slow down and remind ourselves how he is alive in our life. So how is the great gift of Jesus alive to us on a daily basis? He offers us absolute truth. And he's telling each and every one of you today, and he's giving you true forgiveness. Your mistakes have been forgiven. Those things that you're ashamed of, he's here to wipe them away. He's here to remove the heavy guilt that you have and replace that with the peace that he could offer. You know, the only thing that drives me nuts in the confessional, the only thing, is when somebody comes to me and says, Father, I've already confessed the sin, but I need to say it anyway. And I tell them, that sin no longer exists. But we do that to ourselves, don't we? We beat ourselves up. We stay in the past. And Jesus is saying, I've came into the world to forgive you. So it's time to forgive yourselves. We can't fix the past, but what we do have is the gift of today. So be not afraid. There's nothing that you've done that Jesus will not forgive. He offers us absolute joy, true joy. Our world tells us that we're going to find happiness in money or earthly goods. We're going to find happiness at what university we go to, what political party we belong to. Those are all temporary things. But what Jesus offers us is absolute truth. He is a faithful friend that will never abandon you. He will always walk closely with you. He will walk with us in our life's ups and downs. And one of the greatest ways that we see Jesus and his love for us is in each other. And we're all blessed to have people in our lives that love us, do we not? Sometimes that's our blood relative, our spouse, our children. Sometimes our friends become our family. Maybe it's a parishioner here. And that's the treasure of the joy of Jesus, those people who love you. Our Lord is telling us that our true identity does not come in anything that the world offers us. Our true identity comes in the fact that you are a beloved child of God. And I'm here to remind you day after day that God does not make mistakes in who you made you to be. You are created perfectly in his image and likeness. Different for a reason, to build up the kingdom of God. So our true identity comes in the fact that you belong to Jesus Christ. Nothing else matters at the end of the day. That should be our greatest treasure in this world. In absolute truth, in the man that Jesus is, he reminds us that our true treasure is him. And because you believe in him and you're here today, your true home will be eternal life in heaven. This world is not supposed to be easy. Never once did Jesus promise us an easy life. What he promised us was eternal life in heaven. And if we stay focused on him, we are going to get there in heaven. And in that moment you die, God willing, Jesus is going to welcome you home and say, welcome home. And right there with him, God willing, are going to be all of your family members that have gone ahead of you, all your friends that you miss so very much. So my friends, if heaven does not put a smile on your face, I don't know what else to tell you, okay? Because we are not meant to be here forever. This is temporary. But what will last forever is eternal life in heaven. That is our true joy. And when we get into heaven, I don't think Jesus is going to ask any of us what our degree was. He's not going to ask what political party you belong to. He will ask if you were a Dodger fan, though. Remember that, okay? So stay focused on what's important. The world likes to divide us and put us into titles and put identity on everything. And the only identity you need is you are a beloved child of God. Amen? Amen. So are you focusing on heaven? Or are you worried so much about worldly things that you're full of anxiousness every day? So I want us to just reflect upon eternal life in heaven right now. Your greatest treasure. And reflect upon heaven and who you can't wait to see once again one day in heaven. And focus on eternal life. And remember, an easy life is not a life of a disciple. But if you pick up your cross, you're on the way to heaven. So how does heaven speak to you today? Who is it that you look forward to seeing?